Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is the president of the Christian Research Institute, headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're on the air because truth matters. Today, award-winning investigative journalist Lee Strobel returns to discuss his brand new equipping resource, the Lee Strobel 3-Desk Film Collection. In The Case for Christ, The Case for Faith, and The Case for a Creator DVDs, Lee interviews scholars and scientists, challenges the skeptics, and provides you with reliable reasons for your faith and convincing answers to the world's toughest questions. Order the Lee Strobel 3-Disc Film Collection when you call 888-7000-274 or order online at www.equip.org. And now, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Today, talking with Lee Strobel about an incredible resource that I want to put into your hands. This is a resource not only to edify, equip, exhort, encourage, and educate you, but it is a resource that you will be wanting to watch with your kids, with family members, with co-laborers. In fact, it may be something that you want to put into their hands. It's an incredible resource. It deals with the case for Christ and demonstrates that Christ rose from the dead, therefore demonstrating that Jesus Christ is God. And then if that Christ is God, is he the only way? Well, the self-evident answer is yes. But you want to understand exactly what and why Christ said about that question. You also want to understand that there are people today that say, look, if there is a loving God, and even if that loving God revealed himself in time and space, how can there be evil in the world? Because if God is all-powerful, wouldn't an all-powerful God get rid of my pain? So maybe you can prove to me that there's a Jesus, but how do you deal with the problem of evil? The film series tackles that head on. And I'm not just talking about any kind of a film series here. This is not, you know, a B-rated movie. This is an A-list film. On top of that, and maybe this is the icing, in fact, maybe it's the cake, is The Case for a Creator. You think that's not relevant? Well, I've said it before, and let me repeat it. How one views their origins will inevitably determine how they live their life. And this is an issue that has become more and more important, particularly of late. You pick up USA Today. I read it cover to cover every single day. And there's an article, and the article is titled, How to Honor Religion and Science. And it's by a pastor. That's a good sign, isn't it? He's a Presbyterian pastor. Fairfax, Virginia. Henry Brinton. And you start the article and he says, I am a fan of Charles Darwin. And you scratch your head, you say, it's one thing to believe in evolution, but you're a fan of Charles Darwin? Charles Darwin was a racist. He said that the Caucasian race had beaten the Turkish hollow in the struggle for existence. That looking at the world at no very distant date, an endless number of lower races will have been eliminated by higher civilized races throughout the world. He was also a sexist. He believed that women would never attain to the intellectual prowess of men. But anyway, this pastor, fan of Charles Darwin. He goes on in the article to say that science is truly godless. In other words, everything is directed by purely natural processes. So you find out that this pastor is closed-minded. He only wants us to believe in naturalism. Doesn't want us to open our minds to the possibility that there are natural as well as supernatural explanations. And then he says that science answers the question of how life evolved on Earth, while religion answers the question of why there's life. I'm going to ask Lee about that in just a moment. And then concludes by saying that he wants Barack Obama to use his significant rhetorical skills to, quote, restore science to its rightful place, which at its base would be the elimination of intelligent design and the elevation of the notice that God, however you define him, guided unguided natural processes, which of course is about as silly as supposing that God can create a squared circle. But you have a pastor pushing a godless, naturalistic, evolutionary process that claims common descent, common ancestry, that claims, in the words of Walter Cronkite, if you go back far enough, we and the chimps share a common ancestor. My father's 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 father, says Walter Cronkite, the premier CBS evening newsman, perhaps of all time. My father's 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 father, going back maybe a half million generations, about 5 million years, was an ape. And this, unfortunately, is what we believe today. And if we think we're evolved from monkeys, why not be involved in monkey business? Why not act like a monkey? Makes all the difference in the world. So again, why am I so passionate about this product? Because we're dealing with the very issues that you listening to my voice right now need to be so familiar with that the information falls off your lips. And Lee, I can't think of anything more significant than the journey you took and the way that you have communicated that journey, because you once were an atheist, you once denied the resurrection, and you once took the sacred name of Jesus Christ, not just for granted, but in vain.
Well, that's true, Hank. And you know, for me, it was really, ironically, science that brought me to atheism. Because my cursory examination of science in school as I grew up and was educated, where I was taught that Darwinism was true and that random, undirected, purposeless processes were responsible for the accidental development of the first living organism and then the ultimate spread and development of all the species. You know, I thought it was science, really, that undergirded my atheism. And yet, ironically, later, when I was challenged with an open mind to reevaluate the scientific evidence, it was then that I began to see that, wait a minute, the evidence is far contrary to what I first supposed, that indeed the evidence of cosmology and physics and biochemistry and genetics and human consciousness, I believe, points powerfully and persuasively not just towards some generalized amorphous creator, but a creator who, interestingly, shares the attributes of the creator of the Bible, the creator that we see described in the pages of Scripture. So it was really science that paved my way to atheism and really then paved my way to belief in God and belief in a creator. And I'm not alone. As you know, Anthony Flew, you know, the most famous philosophical atheist in the world, became a believer in a creator, the creator, because of where the scientific evidence pointed. And I interviewed him about that, and he said, you know, it was really the evidence of science that convinced him that his years of proclaiming atheism were wrong. And his books that he wrote The Presumption of Atheism, and of course many books taught in famous universities in his entire career on atheism, that he concluded were wrong because a fresh examination of where the evidence points pointed him toward a supernatural creator.
In this particular series, you deal with the resurrection of Jesus Christ as well as the issue of origins. Now, Bill Maher, who is an incredibly popular atheist, takes a pretty big swipe at your contentions in saying that, look, it is absolutely ridiculous in the extreme for any rational, sentient human being to believe that death can produce life. In other words, that someone could rise from the dead. Of course, on the other hand, he is perfectly willing to accept that nothing produces everything.
Right, or that dead chemicals produce the first living thing out of nothing.
Yeah, and that's the point. Christianity says non-life cannot produce life. Evolution says life came from non-life, and the life that comes from non-life produced morals.
Right, exactly.
So he's really taken a leap of faith where you're saying that the faith we should hold to is reasonable faith.
Yeah, it really is. And this idea that you can somehow, that you said earlier, quoting this guy who apparently wrote a column about this, that you can kind of separate science and these issues of origins and so forth into two different areas, an area of belief and an area of facts, or an area of science and an area of faith. That just doesn't work, because Christianity is a factually based religion. In other words, we make certain claims as Christians. We make certain claims about what happened in space and time. We make certain claims that that God created the world. That's a claim that is not just a faith claim, but is based on evidence that backs it up as well. The resurrection is, again, you look in the New Testament, and this is anchored in actual history, things that actually took place. So you can't just remove things like evidence and facts from the Christian faith and just say, well, that's just a bunch of beliefs, and you can believe whatever you want. The question is, where does the evidence point? And I believe when you look at the scientific evidence, it points much more persuasively in the direction of a creator than it does in the other direction. I think I have to have more faith to maintain my atheism than to become a believer once I examine where the scientific evidence points.
Yeah, I want to underscore this fact, because Christianity says living things reproduce after their own kinds. Evolution says kinds produce other kinds. Cows turn into whales, dinosaurs evolve into birds, scales evolve into feathers. And so, as you point out, this Henry Brinton is making a false dichotomy. Science and religion are interlocking, overlapping domains.
Yeah.
Christianity makes factual claims about the universe, as does science.
Exactly. And what you find in the textbooks, as you read about how they define Darwinism and so forth, they make unscientific, presuppositional kind of statements as part of their definition of what evolution is. Let me quote to you what one recent textbook said in defining evolution. It said, by coupling undirected, purposeless variation to the blind, uncaring process of natural selection, Darwin made theological or spiritual explanations of life processes superfluous. Other textbooks talk about random and undirected evolution without plan or purpose. Well, where is the evidence for that? I mean, these are presuppositions. You know, I think we should be open-minded enough to say, let's go where the evidence points. Let's not rule out possibilities at the outset by the way we define evolution and say, well, it's blind, it's undirected. Now, show me the evidence for your God. I've already defined it as being undirected. So how can I show you the evidence for something that you're denying at the outset? We have to be open-minded enough to say, you know what, we need to follow the evidence wherever it points. And if the evidence points toward a belief in a supernatural creator, I think we should have the freedom to pursue that and to investigate that and to proclaim that.
After the break, in just a few moments, I'm going to take some calls, but I also want to ask Lee Strobel a particular question that only he can answer from his perspective in terms of exactly what happens when you sit down and watch these films, what his participation in the films are, where they were filmed, some of them filmed on location. Absolutely an exquisite product that will make a difference. I am convinced with every fiber of my being that people will come to faith in Christ as a direct result of God using you to use these resources, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. They can make a difference. They've made a difference in my life. Order today. You could do so on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can simply write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000. CRI. Remember, we do all the heavy lifting. We've checked it out. This is good stuff. Your home should not be without it. We'll be right back with more of Lee Strobel.
Does contemporary scientific evidence point toward or away from a supernatural creator? Using interviews with experts from a wide range of disciplines for the answers, The Case for a Creator is a remarkable film about Lee Strobel's journey from spiritual skepticism to a profound faith in the God who has etched his indelible signature upon every galaxy and living cell. At this fascinating DVD and The Case for Christ and The Case for a Creator DVDs, when you order the Lee Strobel 3-disc DVD collection from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Bible Answer Man fans, there are now more ways than ever to interact with the radio program and Hank Hanegraaff. Besides listening online, podcasting, watching video clips, or reading Hank's blog, you can also access more of Hank through Facebook, Twitter, and our brand new website at www.equip.org, where you can access all of these new media. At last count, CRI reaches people in over 177 countries through the research materials, resources, and our broadcast found at equip.org. You can help too. Spread the word by posting links to our website and articles from your Facebook page and your tweets. It's all at equip.org. But don't touch that dial. Hank will return right after these messages.
One of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us now to pray." And he said to them,
"When you pray, say, 'Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.'"
The Lord's Prayer. We can rattle it off by heart. But at the same time, how many of us now struggle in our prayer life, searching for an intimate fellowship with God?
As human beings, we want instant success, instant formulas, but God wants something else. He wants intimate fellowship.
Begin your personal, fulfilling prayer life with the Lord. Get your copy of The Prayer of Jesus by Hank Hanegraaff. Call the Christian Research Institute and order The Prayer of Jesus, 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You'll also find it on our website. Just go to www.equip.org.
Can there be any greater joy than to commune in the secret place with the living God?
It's the 21st century, and Christianity is still in crisis.
I have equality with God.
Whatever is done on earth, a human must give God permission to do it.
Some of you better go down to that Lexus and Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it.
Poor folks, get ready to come out of poverty.
Yes.
And when you call in and make that faith promise of $3,000.
Millions are deceived by false teachings and fallacious hopes. But there is tremendous news. Order Hank Hanegraaff's Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and become equipped to reach those lost in this generation of superstar faith teachers. To order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the limited leather edition.
For centuries, two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity: emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, and The Case for a Creator DVDs in the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Strobel learned that life also hinges on the precise strengths and relative values of many different physical constants. One example of this fine-tuning is the force of gravity.
Imagine a ruler divided up into 1-inch increments and then stretched across the entire universe, a distance of some 14 billion light years. For the purposes of illustration, the ruler represents the possible range for gravity. In other words, the setting for the strength of gravity could have been anywhere along the ruler, but it just happens to be situated in exactly the right place so that life is possible. Now, if you were to change the force of gravity by moving the setting just 1 inch compared to the entire width of the universe, the effect on life would be catastrophic.
And the incredible precision of gravity is just one of more than 30 parameters that must be incredibly fine-tuned to sustain life in the universe. This clip comes from the Case for a Creator DVD, a compelling adaptation in part of Lee Strobel's personal journey from atheism to faith in God. With its outstanding computer animation, the DVD utilizes new discoveries in and expert interviews from the scientific fields of cosmology, cellular biology, DNA research, astronomy, and physics, all of which present an airtight case for a creator. Order the Lee Strobel 3-DVD film collection, which includes the Case for a Creator DVD, when you call 888-7000-274. Or you can go online to www.equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And just mesmerized with that particular illustration, Lee, if you look at the fact that we are tilted exactly as we are, 23.5 degrees from the perpendicular to the plane of Earth's orbit, if Earth's axis was not tilted like that, the growing seasons that we take for granted would not be possible. If the moon were bigger or closer to us, tidal motion would submerge large masses of land. Life would be impossible. If you look at the wonder of this planet and how precisely we are positioned, inevitably you have to fall to your knees unless you love darkness rather than light.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Hank. It is absolutely phenomenal. And these are discoveries that have just been made, many of these anyway, in the last 50 years or so, as scientists have been able to really understand many of the conditions that make life possible here on Earth. One of my favorite examples, in addition to the gravity and the ones you mentioned about the tilt of the Earth and the size and position of the moon and so forth, all of which are necessary for us, but one of my favorite ones involves, kind of sounds technical, but it's called the cosmological constant. And it has to do with the energy density of space. But what's important about the cosmological constant is it has to be absolutely perfectly, precisely calibrated. If it were just one way or the other, life in the whole universe would just either collapse or fly apart. And the fine-tuning of this cosmological constant has been conservatively estimated to be at least one part in 100 million, billion, 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 billion. Now, that's a 10 followed by 53 zeros.
That's not that big. It's not even as big as our national debt.
Yeah. Well, we may achieve that yet. I don't know. But you know, this would be like going up to the moon and throwing a dart at random at the Earth and hitting a bullseye, predetermined bullseye, that's 1 trillionth of a trillionth of an inch in diameter. That's less than the size of a solitary atom. That's how precisely the cosmological constant is tuned. And then you have gravity. You have all these other things that we talk about in the Case for Creator film that point toward the fact that this is not just random processes that have accidentally resulted in intelligent life being formed here on Earth. There is something more to this. And the more science exposes these fine-tuning parameters, the more people are saying, you know what, this is persuasive evidence. And this is before you even get to the Darwin stuff. I mean, you can look at cosmology, which is the beginning of the universe, and we know that whatever begins to exist has a cause. We know that the universe began to exist at a point in the past, therefore the universe has a cause. We know that from the physics, the fine-tuning of the universe in so many ways points toward an intelligent designer. Just take those two things. Forget Darwinism for a second. Just look at those two fields of scientific endeavors, physics and cosmology. And I believe the evidence just from those two is powerful enough to determine that there is a creator who exists.
You ready for some questions?
Well, let's give it a shot.
George in Cleveland, Mississippi, you're on with Lee Strobel. Hi, George.
Hello.
Hi, George.
My question is, you know, today, I say that I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, and today and yesterday was, if you were to ask me, I'd say, yes, I believe in Christ and the resurrection and God, but what happens in those moments of doubt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes I doubt that. I don't even know where it comes from. Sometimes I doubt that there's even a God. I'm not sure why it's that extreme.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, you know, George.
What does this mean?
Doubt is something that Christians deal with. Of course, it's something atheists deal with too, by the way. I'll mention that. When I was an atheist, I had doubts about my atheism the more I saw evidence for faith. But, you know, doubt is something that if you haven't experienced it, you will. I mean, it's going to happen to most Christians, and it happens, George, maybe to you from time to time. And what I'd encourage you to do is many things, but one thing you can do is to look at the evidence that undergirds our faith. We are fortunate because we have a faith that's consistent with where the evidence of science and history point. That's not true of other religions. So we have something special here. We have a faith that is based on a solid foundation of historical and scientific truth. That's really, really important. And that's why we did these films, The Case for Christ, The Case for Faith, and The Case for a Creator. And we did them, you know, I don't get a penny from royalty from these films. I did it just to get this message out there to let people, George, like you know, when doubts do creep in, when you get a question that tends to gnaw at you and you say, I'm not so sure anymore, I have some doubts. You know what? These resources are there for you to shore you up, to give you evidence and reasons to believe why it is that you do believe that Christ is who he claimed to be. So this is what one of the reasons that these tools were created, to encourage you in that way.
And one of the things I would add to that, Lee, maybe we could talk about it just a little bit.
Yeah.
You've certainly touched on this, but when we talk about evangelism, we are talking about sharing the good news of the gospel. When we talk about pre-evangelism, we're speaking about using well-reasoned answers as springboards or opportunities for sharing the goodness and grace that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. We say that what we're doing with apologetics is not only pre-evangelism, it is post-evangelism. That when we have doubts, as expressed by George, there are pillars or posts that we can cling to, and that's really what you've encapsulated in this series. And we can go back to the fact that we know God created the universe. That's a constant. In an age of scientific enlightenment, there's no more scientific thing to say than in the beginning God. We also know that the God who created the universe condescended to reveal himself in time and space and demonstrates that he is God through the immutable fact of resurrection, covered in the case for Christ. We also know that the Bible is divine as opposed to merely human in origin. So we go back to those great pillars and posts. And so many people think, Lee, that when we talk about apologetics, we're only trying to convert people, but the point made by George, and I think aptly so, is that Christians can have doubt. When the winds and waves of doubt beat upon their house, there's a place to go, and it is these pillars and posts. And again, it's one of the reasons I'm so excited about this particular series.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Hank. We need to go back to the basics sometimes and remind ourselves that we do have a reasonable faith. We do have a faith that's based on reality. And George, I think one of the things that we unfortunately tend to do as Christians is, and I salute you for not doing this, which is we hold this in. And we refuse to admit that we have doubts because why? We don't want to think that we don't want people to think we're less spiritual than we are. We don't want all these people at church who look so like they've got it together. We don't want them to think that we've got doubts or we've got questions. So we keep these doubts inside. The problem, that's the worst thing we can do because it will they will fester and they will grow and they can eat away your faith. So ask the questions and pursue answers.
Hey, George, thanks for your call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let me take a social media question. This one comes from Facebook. Jane, she's wanting your opinion. She says, as a former atheist, what is the best way to witness to an atheist about Christ and the need for salvation? And Jane here then puts a little parenthetical question in here, which is, especially a close friend. So she's asking this question not in just an arbitrary academic fashion, but she's got a real personal need to ask that question.
Yeah, and good for her for having friends who have those questions and reaching out to them. Jane, I'm so glad that you love your friend enough to care about them and to want them to help find Christ as you have. You know, I'd say one thing in particular you can say, and anybody listening to this broadcast can do this. You know, if you have a friend who's a skeptic or an atheist, you know what you can do? You can say, you know, I got to tell you something. Yesterday, I was driving my car, and I had the radio on. And there was a guy on the radio, and you know what? He used to be an atheist. He was a skeptic just like you are, and it kind of reminded me of you when this guy was talking. But this guy spent several years of his life, he's, you know, trained at Yale Law School and was an investigative reporter at the Chicago Tribune, and he used those skills to investigate where does the scientific evidence point, toward a creator or away from a creator? Does it point toward Jesus claiming to be the Son of God or not? Does it point toward the resurrection or not? And he spent a couple years of his life doing this, and he came to the conclusion that, you know what, the evidence really does point toward the truth of the Christian faith. Would you be interested in hearing about the evidence that he found convincing? And people would say, yeah, I would be. You know, I'm a skeptic like that, but I'd be interested in knowing what convinced him. Well, then you can use this tape set, these films that we've created, and say, why don't we watch them together? And pop them in and sit around and talk to your friend and allow them to ask their questions and express their doubts. And you don't have to preach at them. You can just kind of use this as a resource to help springboard to various conversations about the faith. So I'd use this as an opportunity and say, well, I was just listening to a guy the other day. He reminded me of you. He had questions too. He checked it out. Would you be interested in finding out what convinced him?
On the other side of the break, I want to talk to Lee about some of the films out that make exactly the opposite point, the point that Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, that the Bible is not divine, it's simply human in origin, that God did not create the universe. In fact, anyone in an age of scientific enlightenment that believes in God as opposed to believing in Darwinian evolution is simply a person who is ignorant of the facts. And I think in asking that question, we're going to underscore the need for a film series like the one that we're offering to you today. If there are films that discredit the Christian worldview, we need films that build a case for a Christian worldview. Also going to talk about consequences with Lee. Ideas have consequences. And the consequences of the evolutionary paradigm, the consequences of not believing in Christ, have had disastrous effects in the 21st century. And we could be facing the death of Western civilization, which is built on Western Christianity, which is founded on the DNA of the Bible, unless Christians who take that sacred name upon their lips, equip themselves. And if we do, we can turn things around and be what we were called to be, a mission-sending force to the world. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about all that and more in just a moment.
To order the Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection, call 888-7000-CRI or go online 24 hours a day to our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff, Chuck Colson, and William Lane Craig headline a host of the nation's top speakers and leaders at the National Conference on Christian Apologetics in Charlotte, North Carolina, November 13th and 14th. Thousands gather from around the nation and world to learn how to defend their faith and equip their congregations. The conference also includes a debate between Dinesh D'Souza and the atheist Christopher Hitchens and a special youth apologetics tract too. For more details, go to www.equip.org. Hank will return with more of the program right after this.
These are the last of the last days. Oh, somewhere between 2003 and 2005, Jesus will come back.
How much longer do you think we really might have?
I don't believe we have another 10 years.
Anywhere from now till 2018, Jesus Christ will appear to set up his thousand-year kingdom of revelation.
When will Jesus come back? The consensus is as varied as the number of so-called experts you ask. So where do you turn for definitive scriptural insight on the end times? Understanding Revelation is now within your grasp. The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff deals with today's most asked prophecy questions. It distinctively presents a method by which you can read the Bible for all it's worth. The Apocalypse Code. Find out what the Bible really says about end times and why it matters today by Hank Hanegraaff. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or order online at equip.org.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
We have assembled for the first time ever some of the great luminaries of the evidence for Christ in the world. These people have been assembled for one purpose, and that is to present the case for Christ to you. And in the end, it's your responsibility, your opportunity to come to your own conclusion in the case for Christ.
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Christ is now on DVD. One skeptical journalist.
I thought the idea of an all-powerful creator of the universe was just an absurd idea.
Investigates the most important story in history. Lee Strobel and biblical scholars explore the evidence for the life of Jesus.
Now it would require more faith for me to maintain my atheism than to become a follower of Jesus Christ. Investigate the evidence for yourself.
The Case for Christ. Look for it on DVD.
Order this DVD and the entire Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is here to provide the answers that people are looking for because truth matters. Many listeners and Christian leaders have told us of the importance of these answers.
This is Ed Young, pastor of the Second Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. Thank God for you, Hank, and the fact that God has used you so magnificently, and you have kept the church, the body, the believers, straight and orthodox in understanding and basic doctrinal truths, and I'm so grateful to you. And I'm so thankful. I think you are God's man for your calling for just such a time as this. You've got the fundamentals down, and you understand in the essentials there is unity, and non-essentials there is diversity, and you put that together so we can understand what God is doing in his body of believers at this moment. Thank you, Hank, for being there, for being available, for your faithfulness in your personal life, in your family life, and your commitment to Jesus Christ, to his church, and to the kingdom.
The truth is, it simply takes resources to do the unique job that the Christian Research Institute does every day. So we're asking for your financial and prayerful participation. If you can make a special gift to the Christian Research Institute or join the Bible Answer Man support team, CRI Fellowship, or the President's Council, contact us right now toll-free at 888-7000-274 or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. Despite abundant historical evidence, many people grapple with serious concerns about placing their trust in God. Lee Strobel turns his tenacious investigative skills to the two most persistent emotional objections to belief, the difficult heart obstacles to faith. The Case for Faith DVD is for those who may feel attracted to Jesus, but who are faced with barriers standing squarely in their path. Be equipped to respond with thoughtful, well-reasoned, and loving answers. Also get the Case for Christ and the Case for a Creator DVDs when you secure the Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. And now, with his guest, Lee Strobel, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
If you ever wonder whether there is a need for these films, think about some other films. Think about Bill Maher, who put out a movie theaters everywhere, Religious. Or my kids telling me about a movie on the web called Zeitgeist, the movie, which pretends that Christianity simply evolved from ancient pagan mystery religions. I'll never forget my son Paul running up to me after I came home from work, "Dad, you got to watch this movie with me," because he didn't know how to think about it. There's a new drama on Darwin's life. Or one of my kids watched The Miracle of Life, which was an Emmy Award-winning PBS Nova broadcast on evolution, saw it on television, which says that 4.5 billion years ago, the young planet Earth was a mass of cosmic dust and particles, almost completely engulfed by the shallow primordial seas. And then powerful winds gathered random molecules from the atmosphere. Some were deposited in the seas. Tides and currents swept the molecules together. And somewhere in this ancient ocean, the miracle of life began. The first organized form of primitive life was a tiny protozoan, a one-celled animal. And from these one-celled organisms evolved all life on Earth. Now there's music playing, and this is in compelling visual form. And of course, you become mesmerized with the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie, because the real miracle of life is how someone could stand for this kind of nonsense in the 21st century. And I think this is one of the things I'm so excited about, Lee. Three films that combat what kids are being indoctrinated with. And I say sometimes it's plain old brainwashing, because if you give all the evidence on one side of the ledger and then repress the evidence on the other side of the ledger, which is oftentimes done in the classroom, that's not education, it's brainwashing. And that's why I think these films are so transcendently important.
Yeah, exactly. We need to have the freedom, and our kids need to have the freedom to pursue the scientific evidence wherever it takes us, even if it's to atheists would be an uncomfortable conclusion that God exists. And that's what happened to Anthony Flew, the famous atheist who said, I had to pursue the evidence. And he kept an open mind enough to see that the evidence pointed toward the existence of a creator. You're exactly right. There's a lot of hand-waving and generalities that people like to use in these documentaries and books about how life magically appeared for the first time. Discovery Magazine just did a piece on origins, and you have to read these things carefully, and you see the huge leaps in there where they just cannot account for the complexity even of the simplest reproducing organisms. And, you know, it takes a lot of faith to think that this could be have been an accidental development in some primordial soup, the evidence for which, by the way, does not exist, that this primordial soup ever really existed. So, you know, we have a lot of faith that has to be injected into buying into the neo-Darwin perspective. I think the evidence clearly points in the other direction, and I think we have to, as you say, produce films and books and websites and documentaries and so that respond in kind to some of this other propaganda that's out there that shuts out this other viewpoint, will not consider it, rules it out at the outset by saying this is a purposeless, this is an undirected process, and they rule God out at the beginning. Well, let's keep an open mind and say, well, where does the evidence point really when we keep when we really analyze it and allow ourselves to be taken in the direction that it pulls us?
I want you to give our listeners a perspective on these films that only you can, because you were in the films, you were on location.
Yeah.
You put this together.
Yeah, I tell you what, the guys at Illustra Media, who are the producers of these films, are just geniuses and creative geniuses, and I owe to them really the magnificent way in which these films have turned out. They really poured their life into these things, and the animations and the on-the-scene interviews. You know, we have stuff from China, we have stuff from interviews with scholars around the world. A lot went into these films, and you know, you have talked a long time, Hank, about the need to process biblical truth in a variety of ways, and not just to read the words off the page of Scripture, but to hear them through our ears, to see them in other media and other forms so that we can learn, because many of us learn in different ways, and we need to see the evidence in various different formats. And I believe the film is a powerful medium. How do I know? Because our kids are being influenced by a lot of these films that are being produced and these documentaries, Hank, that you mentioned, that are being shown. And so we know that this is a medium that can be powerful and persuasive. Well, if we wed it to the truth of what science really says, and if we wed it to an honest investigation of the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus, and to look at the tough questions of how can there only be one way to God, and how can a loving God allow pain and suffering, when we honestly pursue these, and we do it in the medium of film, it is a powerful experience. It hits us on an emotional level. It hits us on an intellectual level. And I believe Christians walk away with a new, fresh confidence and spring in their step and say, you know what, this does make sense. It just renews their faith. And George was talking about doubts that can creep up and have in his life. You know, this is the antidote for that kind of thing. But then to be able to reach out, as Jane is doing, to a friend who's a skeptic and say, you know what, here's a great Christmas present, or here's a birthday present, or here's something we can watch together. And through that process, to expose people to where the evidence really points, what better gift can we give anybody?
I got to confess something to you, Lee. I've gotten kind of hooked on these films, and so I've watched these films, and I got my family hooked on them. And
cool.
The other night I come home, I'm very, very tired. I've had a long day at work. And I had promised a couple of my kids that I would watch one of these films with them.
Yeah.
And it was Monday night football. I wanted to see Miami and the Colts, and I just wanted to veg out. And so
yeah.
I walked in the door and immediately had the kids around me. Dad, you promised we're going to watch this film. I said, I can't do it tonight. Why? Well, can't tell you. I want to watch football. Eventually, I relented, and I watched the film with my kids. But my kids are now hooked on this because they're getting the opposite, and now it's so cool for them to have this information so that when their friends ask questions or express doubts, they can give a reasoned answer. And they've become little apologists because they have seen these kinds of incredible resources, and they're learning, just as you say, not just through the ear gate, but through the ear gate and the eye gate, the engagement of all their senses as what is produced in this film series.
Well, I can imagine the children of Hank Hanegraaff are more than little apologists. My suspicion, Hank, is that they're probably going to be light years ahead of both you and me as they grow up and continue to learn. And but I think you're absolutely right. I mean, our kids are being inundated with this stuff. You know it, the books, the websites, the films that they see on television in school and so forth. I mean, it's telling one side of the story. And unfortunately, there was an era where Christians sort of shrank back from using the arts and using film, and it wasn't something that they thought would be a medium that would be effective. I think it is, and these films, as you say, have really shown that this material comes to life. It's persuasive. It's powerful. You can look in the eyes of these people, the scholars. You can hear their stories. You can see these animation that really bring to life how cells reproduce and so forth, and how you know, the universe is so finely tuned on a razor's edge so that life could be possible. So I'm thrilled with how these have turned out, and hope that people would use them as a resource to make a difference in their own life. But also, my prayer as an evangelist is to use these to reach our friends, relatives, colleagues, fellow students, classmates, and so, who are far from God, who are spiritually confused, that we can help them, we can engage with them through these films and make a difference in their life for eternity.
Lee, you knocked it out of the ballpark again. Thanks for being on the broadcast.
Well, you guys are the greatest. Thanks to you and Sam and Paul and Stephen and all the guys behind the scenes at CRI. You guys are the best. I love you. I love what you're doing. Hank, keep it up. You're making a difference. It's what you are doing matters. It is reaching people. It is building up Christians. It is reaching people with spiritual questions. God bless CRI.
Thank you, Lee. And of course, we do what we do because truth matters. The film series is available right now. You should go to the World Wide Web, order online in safe, secure fashion at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, you can talk to our resource consultants. This is a product you just don't want to miss out on. Number to dial, 888-7000. CRI, we're out of time. We're out of here. We'll see you next time with more of the show.
In the Case for Christ DVD, Lee Strobel, the former legal editor of the Chicago Tribune, draws upon his investigative skills in this compelling film that follows his two-year investigation of the Bible and the life of Jesus Christ. In the powerful The Case for Faith DVD, Lee tackles two of the most emotional questions posed about Christianity. Why is Jesus the only way to God? And how could a loving God exist if there is evil and suffering in the world? And in the Case for a Creator DVD, he answers the question, does contemporary scientific evidence point toward or away from a supernatural creator? All three DVDs feature interviews with scientists and scholars from a range of disciplines and many outstanding bonus features. Equip yourself to answer a skeptic with reason and love. Order the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection today and save over 50% off purchasing each DVD individually. To obtain your copies, call 888-7000-274 or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us here at CRI, P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters.
For centuries, two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity, emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, and The Case for a Creator DVDs in the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. That's equip.org.